Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th. Available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now, so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is recorded before a live audience at Largo at the Coronet in Hollywood.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steel yourself for mysterious suspense as Paul F. Tompkins and Paget Brewster take you beyond belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle, the toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles as they walk beyond belief in tonight's dark episode. Wishing Hell. Our story begins high above Manhattan in a luxurious penthouse suite at the famed Plaza Hotel, where Frank and Sadie Doyle spend the afternoon as they always do.
Now!
Frank, wake up. You're sleeping all wrong.
Oh, Sadie, thank goodness. It was all just an horrible, horrible dream.
Frank, you look different.
Do I?
It is something upon which I cannot put my finger.
Did I get a haircut?
No.
Oh, I know. I've grown a mustache.
You're mustacheless, Frankenstein.
Ah, then I must have shaved off my mustache. Is that the difference?
No.
Are these new pajamas?
They are not.
Sadie, love, as you are the one looking at me and noticing a difference, why don't you take a turn at guessing?
That's sounds like fun.
Meanwhile, and as long as I'm conscious, I'll take a turn at drinking.
Oh, that sounds like more fun.
It was a good thought converting this nightstand into a bar. Care for a hair from the dog that bit us, my dear? I will concede that it is a big dog and we were bit often, but I believe that we can surmount that with perseverance and very big glasses and enough refills.
Eureka, that's it. That's what's different. The hair of you, my large, oft-biting dog. Riddle me this, my darling. When we went to bed this morning, did you have a great swath of white hair above your right ear?
I believe I did not.
You believe correctly. 5 points to Mr. Doyle. So, how do you explain your current bestriped state, darling?
Well, I would imagine that whatever terrible, horrible, no good, very bad dream I had must have frightened me whitened.
And is that thing so chilling in the cold light of whatever time of day it currently is?
No, darling, of course not.
Frank, darling.
Yes, absolutely it is. Yeah. I dreamt of the scene of the most horrible horror of my childhood. A wishing well.
What's so horribly horrible about a wishing well?
Oh, Sadie, it's the one thing I've never told you and can never tell you.
Why, look at you. You're shaking, darling. Let Sadie help steady your nerves. Go like this. Glug, glug.
Glug.
Nearly there.
And glug. I feel better already. Thank goodness it was all just a dream. Thank even more goodness that no one has just now called nor come knocking to reveal it was not all just a dream.
What would you like to do today? Do you want to put a dent in that jigsaw puzzle?
Ha! The corners are done. Can the middle be far behind?
No! The middle is no match for us!
Sadie, do not be alarmed. But it looks as if the puzzle has already been completed.
But we'd only just completed the corners. Frank, more of your hair's gone white. Have you been terrified again?
I'm afraid so. According to its box top, this puzzle was to make a Surratt Sunday afternoon. Instead, look what it shows.
A pointillist wishing well. Perhaps a visitor will take your mind off your horror.
Right you are. I'll just reach cheerfully for the knob and with neither care nor worry, open this door we've got and... You.
Frank, it's me.
I'm aware of that. In fact, I just exclaimed about it.
Well, I'm sorry to drop by without calling first, but I gotta know. Did you have a nightmare last night about the old wishing well?
Oh, Frank!
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm Howie Schroeder, a childhood pal of Frank's.
Yes, Howie, this is my wife, Sadie Doyle. Sadie, Howie, childhood chum, reappeared after an ominous dream about a long-buried secret, etc., etc.
Charmed.
Oh, wow! Frank, you got married. My invitation must have got lost in the mail.
Ha! I'm sure it would have had I sent it. Since... the mail. Since certain horrible events, the old gang stopped being a gang so much as some people who don't really speak to each other.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but we've got to go back to Bayport, our quaint Maine village. We've got to go back... to the old wishing well.
Don't tell me.
I see the wishing well everywhere I go. Menus, mirrors.
I did say don't tell me.
Boys are disappearing again, Frank!
I'll pack a thermos.
Before you do, I suppose you should know the story. I still can't talk about it. Tell her, Howie.
What started? I say, what started as a trio of boys just out looking for a dead body?
Hey, Frank! Hey, Howie! Want to see a dead body?
Yes, Peter, definitely!
Became a real coming-of-age story. At first, it was about the journey, not the destination.
Who do you guys think would win in a fight? A really strong guy or a really weak guy who was, you know, like, bad at fighting?
Ah, Howie, you doof! But then, once we got to the destination, it became about that again.
Look at that! It's that dead body we're looking for!
What's that underneath it?
It looks like a whole mess of dead bodies.
And they're all kids.
And golly, look at the state of decomp. Decomp?
Jeepers creepers, Howie. I know you're just our stout friend who picks up a new hobby every week and a half, but if you want to be junior detectives like me and Pete, you really got to be up on the lingo.
Holy moly, Frank's right. Decomp is junior detective talk for decomposition, or the state of decay.
And the decomp on these bodies would indicate that some of them have been here for years and years.
I'm not stout. You're stout.
No.
Looks like we've got a real mystery on our hands, eh, Frank?
Looks like you're right, Peter.
And I'm not some dilettante. I need my hobbies. I get bored easy.
Falconry isn't as novel a month in. That's a fact that some people don't seem to understand. Anyway, the story became less a coming-of-age tale and more of a junior detective story, just like every story starring Frank Doyle and Peter Hendricks.
I can't believe it was Raymond Dalrymple who stole Old Man Applegate's precious jade collection.
How does that figure into who killed all those kids?
I don't know yet, Howie, but it does.
Thank goodness we found those refugees in Cobblewave Cove before it was too late. Does that tell us who killed all those kids? It's a clue. It points us in the right direction. Okay, Howie? You doof?
Three more clues, two hunches, and a fortuitous eavesdrop led us to the abandoned wishing well on Founders Hill. Turns out it hadn't been abandoned by a long shot.
This is it. The wishing well. Where Old Man Dalrymple and Jacob Cobblewave made wishes at the start of their ends. Where those dead boys came on field trips or dates or games of tag and capture the flag. To think this creepy old well used to be base.
Everything started here, years and years ago.
It's cold, it's summer, and it's cold.
I don't know what we're looking for. Should we make a wish?
No!
Yes!
Who said that?
Stop cranking that winch!
I ain't cranking, you're cranking!
It's cranking itself! Someone's riding that bucket up the well! But who? And how?
Hello, boys.
It's a sinister clown, just like the ones that are not at the circus.
Well, looks like we solved the mystery at least.
Oh, that's right, boys. You did it. You really did it. You solved the mystery and found me. You young boys went and tracked down the fellow who's been murdering young boys all these years. You young boys have a sense of irony yet? Probably not, you're from Maine. My, how you'd be laughing if you did.
Gosh, I have a bad feeling about this.
As well you should, Peter Hendrick.
I can't move. Can you guys move?
I can't. Gulp.
See, that's also funny if you ask me. I mean, you kids get that I'm not just some clown, right? I live in a well. That's not what a clown does. I'm a thing, a boogeyman, a walking nightmare. You know, I can do things like freeze you in your tracks. It's true, I can appear behind you when you blink. I'm gone, then pa, behind you. Watch, wait. When you blink, somebody blink. Ah-ha! Behind you.
Who blinked?
Howie, you do.
Now, let me tell you. You've caught me at a strange time. I'm full up of the lives of children right now. I've only got room left for one of you. So, here's what let's do. Each of you throw a coin in the well, make a wish. Make your wish the name of the one of you that I can take. The other two can go free. For now. I'll leave you to talk amongst yourselves. Honk, honk.
Fellas. On my count, we run to Howie's old jalopy and get out of here.
A little clever is okay, but not too clever, Frank Doyle.
Oh, my glory, he disappeared into the well and now he's in the car?
Did you blink again, Howie?
He was gone. I thought it'd be okay. I can't believe he's in my jalopy.
He's not. He's gone again. Now listen close, guys. I have an idea, and it's only a little clever. We each say our own name.
One vote each?
And nobody loses.
That is only a little clever.
What if he's like, Ty, chomp, chomp, chomp. P.S. That was him eating all three of us.
You heard him. He's full. He doesn't want to eat.
All of us. I don't know, guys. I'm sort of freaking out here, okay? I mean, I'm not a brave boy detective like you guys. I'm just a chum. A stout chum.
We'll be okay, Howie.
No, you don't know. You don't know. We could all die.
Damn it, Howie. You're going to get us all killed.
You hit me really hard.
I'll go first. Peter.
This is dangerous.
He hit me.
Peter's playing with our lives.
Who does he think he is?
I'm Howie Schroeder.
He could get us all killed, Howie.
I know.
His plan's not going to work. And we'll all be dead.
I don't want to die.
Then you know what to do.
Peter.
When the clown came back up, Peter looked so smug. He always looked so smug. Until the clown snatched him and took him down into the well with him. Peter screamed and screamed. Oh, man. We took a hatchet out of my trunk. I had just started this hobby where I fancied myself a lumberjack. And we boarded up that old well until we couldn't hear Peter anymore.
I need a drink. And I haven't stopped since.
You know, in my dreams, The well isn't boarded up anymore.
In mine, the clown is waiting for us at the well.
Well, then let's go, shall we, to the well?
Oh, Sadie, we can't.
Frank, I'm not afraid of some garden variety boogeyman, and I shan't have one terrorizing my husband. I'll tell off this bully once and for all. Howie, do you still have your old jalopy?
Nope. I've got a brand new jalopy. Oh.
Several hours later, and Bayport welcomes home its prodigal sons, and the same ominous wishing well abides.
Would you say this place is creepier than it is spooky, or the reverse?
I think both.
Look, Frank, it's not boarded up anymore.
Yes, I see that, Howie. How's that newscaster job going?
Oh, really great, actually. Thank you.
It was 20 years ago this night when 3 became 2 and 2 trapped me in my home. It was 20 days ago this night that I freed myself to feast again. It was 20 hours ago this night that I died last. It was half that time I visited you in your slumber. It was half that time you visited each other. It was half that time you were halfway to me. And now here we all are. Frank Doyle and Howie Schroeder have returned to repay the indignity of boiling up my well. And they've brought the interest due in the wife of one. It will be a great pleasure to meet you, and it will be a greater pleasure to eat you, Sadie Parker in Knickerhouse, a Doyle.
Clown. Clown!
Oh, yes.
Oh. Sadie. Sinister clown, not like circus.
Oh, sorry, darling. Clowns just look so funny. You look so funny, you. Oh, look, Frank. He's walking towards me. Do not slip on a banana peel. I secretly hope he does slip on one.
Frank, I'm frozen in fear.
I'm afraid I am as well. Deja vu. Sadie, please, do not taunt the nightmare clown monster.
He'll get in his small car with all his other friends and drive away. Oh, they can use the high occupancy vehicle lane.
Really, I'm not that kind of clown.
Oh. No clown friends. Sad clown.
I'm not a sad clown.
No? Oh. Ooh, ooh. Look at his feet, Frank. They're comically overlarge. You actually may not need a banana peel to trip and fall upon your body. Oh! 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 May I squeak your nose, Mr. Clown? Honk, honk. That's what it would sound like.
You know, perhaps you'd know true dread if you were to see my true fall.
Oh, well, perhaps. Yes, no promises. Is your true form a mime? Or, you know, any sort of street juggler. I am far less fond of them.
No.
Oh. But, however, if your true form is that of a lion tamer or a trapeze artist, I would be duly impressed.
Please! I am not a circus. My true form, heretofore unseen by human eyes for millennia, is that of Moths the God.
Oh, Frank! He just turned into a giant spider!
Uh-oh. Sadie is deathly afraid of spiders.
Excellent.
No, not giant spiders, though, Frank.
Oh, no.
No, teeny tiny spiders. It makes my skin crawl to think of them. Ugh, they're so little and creepy, and they can brush against your hand when you're in the lick a cabinet, innocently trying to retrieve a bottle? Oh, Boogeyman, I implore you not to turn into a teeny tiny spider, lest I actually become afraid.
Oh, a real...
Oh, heavens! A spider, regular size, itsy bitsy spider. My heebies are properly jeebied, Frank. A spider, Frank!
Yes, I see it, love. Let me get rid of it for you.
My hero.
Oh, I got Boogeyman all over my loafers, I'm afraid.
And I'm afraid, for the first time in my life, of nothing. Wow! Hey, I'm not afraid anymore. He's really dead, and I'm alive. Boy, I did not see it turning out this way. Not at all. All the hobbies I'll pick up now. I'm hungry. Is anybody else hungry?
Thirsty.
Not for long, if I ever say in it.
Well, well, well. It seems there's no boogie that Frank and Sadie can't unman. They certainly send that nightmare to hell in a handbucket.
Beyond Belief, Wishing Hell starred Paul F. Tompkins, Paget Brewster, James Urbaniak, Hal Lublin, and special guests Andy Daly, Yuri Lowenthal, and Tom Lank. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra. Sound effects by Joel Spence and Michael Sinter-Niklas. Visit thrillingadventurehour.com for cast lists, tickets, and more information.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.